أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طيبتم فادخلوها خالدين. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. وقالوا الحمد لله حتى وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده فنعم أجر العاملين وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم.
تكبير.
Ten, nine, six, one, two. Aardig en is stuk. Allahu Akbar. Kan daar wisse stuk mijn broers bitter als Jomul Jumu'ah? Ja? Because this stuk, die movie is Allah, de Rasool van Allah, die Anbiya, die Sahaba. Say Allahu Akbar. Ja? En die is een stuk, wat move your heart. Die andere stukken vergeet zij. But this is your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Vraag voor jezelf, hoe koos ik je zo? Because mijn iman wacht voor Allah, voor Jannah, voor die akhira. Ik is hier om te improve mijn leven. Ik maak hier een reminder van mezelf, no matter wie ik is. Ik is in need van Allah ta'ala, zijn guidance. Mag Allah ta'ala je bestaan en gie, inshallah. Therefore Allah ta'ala says in surah Dariyat, the last verses of that surah, wadhakir. Allah says, the believers constantly need to be reminded. If you are not reminded by Allah, then the shaitan reminds you of something else besides Allah. Therefore Allah says, remind, that's why Jumu'ah, sometimes in the Jamaat also they say, come brothers, let's sit a little bit, let us make, what's it? Mudhakara. Where come your word mudhakara from? Het komt van die woord van de Koran. Wadhakir, mik mudhakar, Allah says. Sit down and ponder a bit about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we've been talking and listening to a lot of things that is not actually good for me. It's actually contaminating my soul. So much things that is actually, there's no fayda, there's no benefit in it. We actually become losers of it. So Allah said, remind the souls. Because a reminder is good for a believer, say Allah Ta'ala. Because then Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ. You have been created for something great. You have not been created just to be a teacher, a doctor, a plumber, a lawyer. You have been created for something better than that. Don't get ourselves wrong. To have a plumber, to have a doctor, to have this degree, that degree, it's also part of the system of ibadah. Because Allah says, we have created you for ibadah. Put always in front of you, what was my prime object, my ultimate object in this world, is to be a slave of Allah and not a slave to my nafs and my desires. May Allah give us understanding. Because my dear friends in Islam, Allah created us to recognize Him. Allah created us to recognize Allah, to be the slave of Allah. Now we begin to grasp and think, well, that is why the Nabi was offered the best in the world. But he said, I prefer to eat like a slave, to live like a slave, to sleep like a slave. And he even said these words, Ma li wali dunya, what is my life in this world? Illa ka raqib, I'm a traveler. I'm just resting under the shade, but I got to move to the next destination, and that is the akhirah. That's how quick your life goes. Even in Quran, Allah says, Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah will ask the kufar, Kam labithta, ulang vatsayab di dunya. You will answer, I think it was a day or part of a day. That is what life is all about, my bro. It's like reading a lekker book. There's a beginning for the chapter, there's a middle for the chapter, and then there's the end, my bros. Bidaya wa nihaya. There's a beginning of our life, and this comes to the end of our life. Mag Allah van mijn vereegi, a khusnul khatima, a goede einde, inshallah. So Allah says, and further, we have created you and the jinn, that you serve Allah, become Allah's slave. And then Allah Ta'ala says further, Ma uridu minum min rizq. I don't need you to sustain me. Allah is speaking about our sustenance, because we need to survive on earth. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. But Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Ultimately, you have to make your effort. You have to study 25 years for a paper, for a degree. Then you have to work another 25 years to be the slave of yourself. But where is your time in your schedule for Allah? You can't put Allah in the back burner and say, oh, my son, my daughter, be a slave to this world. The company wants you to dress without hijab. I let go of my hijab. The company want my daughter to show her flesh to the world that they can see she must hawk with quack, 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 because she got a certificate, she's ha, 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 ha. And you let go of your Allah. That is your worst mistake you can do in your life. Become a slave of Allah right from the beginning. From the day Allah Ta'ala made you baligh, you are accountable to Allah first and foremost. But Allah didn't say you can't study. Allah didn't say you cannot work. But even your study can become ibadah. And your sustenance that you're earning from lawful ways can become ibadah when you have your Allah in front of you. Mag Allah you verstaan. So Allah says, Allah is the mighty. Allah is the sole provider where you are right now in life. Allah's already written it out for you. It's already been signed. The ink is dried up. All you got to say is Alhamdulillah for where you are. And that, oh Allah, you put barakat in my sustenance. But now, how much time is there for Allah? In other words, what the khutbah wants to remind us, be Allah's. And Allah is yours. It's like that famous person that became a wali of Allah, the closest friend to Allah. He was a young man, and he was told, so the king said, because no oat, all my varda, all my belongings of this kingdom, all my workers that work for me all my life, you enjoy and take whatever you want. The king kick, Allah amal it can move, Allah grip, whatever Allah can grip of the king Mosman. That is humankind. They have us grip me, bro. Imagine. But as a young minister, he hold on to the king. The king said, my youngster, would say that don't grip me, that has nothing to do with me. I say, king, I'm holding on to you. You are the king. If I got you, I've got everything. Where are they running to? To smile the king met on. Because the king is not wise. One up. Hij zegt, grijp alles. Allah grijp alles. Maar de king heeft nog something daar onder zijn kussensloop. Verstaan? He's not got something under his pillow or under his bed there. Wat hij gaat krijgen, goed het package. Allah said, hij kan wat toe een van die awliya van Allah. Van jongs was hij al gegroomd. Allah become Allah's and Allah becomes yours in everything. If there's any part of your life that you are struggling with right now, the secret is of the words of Rasulullah. Inni la a'lamu ayah. I know one verse in the Quran. Lo anna nasa akhadu biha. If you want magic in your life, use this one verse. It will suffice for all your problems that you are facing right now. And what is that verse? Surah Talaq. Wa man yattaqillah. Become Allah's. Yaj'allahu makhraja. Allah then eventually becomes yours. And Allah Ta'ala will remove you. Akhraja yukhriju. Makhraj. Allah will make a way out for you from all your miseries. Mag Allah van mij voor jullie verstaan. Daarom zei die geliefde Rasool. Om te gaan leren. Om te studeren voor een degree. En om te gaan werken. Talabul halal wajib ala kulli muslim. It's a fard. It's wajib for you to go and seek a sustenance. But Rasulullah gave us some pointers. He says, if you go into work with that intention, I don't want to be a beggar. May Allah never make us so low to become a beggars. We only be begged by Allah. We don't beg by mankind. So when you seek rizq without begging, and the aim is to provide for your family, that is such a beautiful act of ibadah that your face is going to shine like the full moon. You know, people walk that mountain there, like some Table Mountain, what do you call it? Lion's Head, up a full moon. Did you marvel that I may bra? Try it at the full moon, inshallah, kick that I move. But for a Muslim, as that the 3 days of fasting, a yamul beat, who has died? Because you are the slave of the Rabb of the sun, the Rabb of the moon, the Rabb of the day, the Rabb of the night, your sustainer, your Allah. Then when you look at that moon and you think how Sahaba looked at Rasulullah. And then Rasul Islam even goes further to say, you want to see Allah? Look at that moon. That's a way none of us, the believers, Allah Ta'ala is going to allow us to see Allah on the day when He removes the hijab. وجوه يوم إذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. Allah says the delight on your faces on that day. You have never ever had such a joy on your faces when you are going to see, be revealed, the curtain, the hijab will be removed, and you see your Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah grant us that, inshallah. And seeing our beloved Rasulullah, and seeing our great Anbiya, and seeing our great companions of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here Allah loves His ummah so much. If you're working hard to earn lawful rizq, Allah's going to raise you, and it's lawful. Your rizq is halal sources, my bro. Allah tested you. You once had a job in Dubai. And the moment you saw this place is also involved with khamar, you tell yourself, nee, my heart fully lekker is on him. It's a child left at that job. And you got another job. And that job pays you 30% less salary than the one that's got dope in that place. Because you feared your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dayas wa may yattaqillah, whoever fears Allah, Allah makes a way out for you. Mag Allah van mij voor jullie verstaan. One day Rasul Sallallahu was sitting amongst the Sahaba. Because to the Sahaba's mind, they only knew la ilaha illallah. And they only know about striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gave up everything for Allah, the Rasul of Allah. They were ready ever to be in Allah's path, to defend Islam. So as they are seated with Rasulullah, one morning, they saw one young man, he's getting ready and he's going off to work to earn a lawful sustenance. And they said, oh Rasul of Allah, this man is a young man and is strong. If only we can use him to go in the path of Allah, in jihad. Because he's wasting his time, so to say, to their minds, because understand the episode that they found themselves in after the hijrah in Medina to Munawwara. Rasulullah gave three examples. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this man, if he's gone to work to refrain from begging, and he's gone to work to feed his family, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, he's daily going to work. He said, لِبَتْ فَنَ اللَّهُ, say, Allahu Akbar, my brothers. It's a death, of course, jihad is the highest level. But the rank of going to work and to bring lawful means of earning back home, you are in the path of Allah every day. We already quoted to the hadith previous, your face is going to shine, the full moon provided. You have a lawful income. May Allah give us a halal rizq, inshallah. Number two, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the other hand, if a man wants to go and work and is working to bring the pay packet back to his old people, meaning his parents, they've reached old age. And he says, yeah, mama, here's my pay packet. Subhanallah, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and to his brothers and sisters, he's the putta in the house, and he's bringing that. And mama says, Fatfi Yusufal, and he says, Rech. Rasulullah said, that boy, that young man, is also in the path of Allah. Mag Allah ta'ala gee dat ons nooit ooit forsake ons ouers nie. Because amongst us there are children. Because they're too big for the boots. They have forgotten all the good that their parents has done for them. They have forgotten the good that their mothers has done for them. And then they would say sarcastically, ah, it was your duty to do that. Mag Allah voor zijn groot maaf geven. Ik heb hier wat, hier als wat oude mensen is. Ons moet degen zeggen, toen was jouw duty. Ze zal gecreëerd, een kalkal aan mijn broer. Dat ze nooit ooit op zichzelf weer op gaan maken te mijn broer. Because, die ouders van de paas, hulle was zo'n konderis geweest, mijn broer. They demanded respect. Vandaag heeft het lost. Mag Allah voor zijn maaf geven. Today with all your papers and degrees, and you got an attitude with your elderly parents, listen to the words of Rasulullah. Irji ilayhima fa'adhikhuma kama abkaytahuma. Don't leave your parents crying at home that you haven't got one moment to say, missing your mommy, missing your daddy, or Jumu'ah Mubarak, or Slamat, or Muharram Mubarak. Give me examples, you'll be praise, man. You can the world go on Twitter, Instagram, all your jazz. But you neglect your ouers. Yet Allah wrote in the Quran, Adishkur li hatfira. Wali wali daik. Allah say, your whole life, show your shukr to Allah and your parents, brothers. This is a man who went in jihad. Rasul asked him, is your parents alive? Yeah. What's their condition? They're in old age. They can't help themselves. Leave going for months. Leave going in Gaza for jihad. Go back to your parents. Your jihad is your elderly parents. Fa'adhikuma. Rasulullah said, make them smile. Kama abkaytahuma, because you made them cry. Never ever hurt the feelings of elders. The cries in their heart. I said, no move can make vandaag. Go buy your mama a water bottle. And make it warm for her. Niet te warm. And not a coaty that sit it by her foot because say it, they can make for you. My mama, my Allah, who is that? That it was a water bottle, see? But let a bonnel make. And do you a bonnel? What's a bonnel? It's a sack. That goes all the summer clothes daarin. And that sit it there on your foot, that your foot moet warm raak. And do you know what? A bonnel, what have you geroep? Is a bonnel? Yeah, a bonnel. Maar Allah wil het doen, Jannah, my brothers. And they say, Mama, my pain, my tongue pain. Mama, what is that? Oh, medicine? Naaltjes. Naaltjes, what is that? That's medicine, man. Naaltje olie. En dan mama gekappel het met salawaat, my bro. Dis off the topic. Maar my broers, smel de koffie, jylle young manne. Jylle al jylle degrees, even jou Bulgari, even jou Mufti, even jou Fakir. And by its boggle it means, if you haven't got the du'as of your parents, my brothers in Islam. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Listen to the words. You want Allah's mercy? Allah, Allah, Laylatul Qadr. Maar jy nog nooit gaat vraag vir jou ouwens van Mavi. Dat jy dik beg van something wat gebeur 10 jaar terug. Jou ouwens het al Mavi gegeen, maar jy hou het in jou. Jy hou het in jou. Jy kan nie, Allah sê, وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلْ. A fool, she can't play in heaven, see. It has to come down, but it must lower its wings and it comes down. Allah say, lower your wings of mercy for your parents. Come to them like this. My parents, ya Allah. Because a ni'mat is a fuki that urifat is only the day when they close their eyes. No fool for you. Fast my daughter may see, reform for long form to sin. And they wait on their loss because their work is more important. The machine is going to be put off. And dan will slot trane. Is te laat, my broers. So say, mama, say, moet me nie bring blomme op Mother's Day nie. And that say, blomme, wat vir jou ma, moet nie gaat koop wat hulle met janazas wil koop nie. Moet vast wees, voor het even opgaat. Moet jy jou ma sy hart stil, my broer. En wie sê, wat is my mama Raghan? Sy wil nie nog blomme gehad het nie. Ek was haar blom gewis, Allahu Akbar. As ek haar wis het het vir haar, dan was haar voor sy blomme bokkie opgehad vir haar. En sy sê, my jannat sy roos. Mag Allah accept die doa. Ek praat nou met broer my nis. Die slot had op my afgebos. Maar weg van die camera, dit is nie my snotty. Dit is allemaal die side tricks van die camera, mosman. Nonetheless, to say die geliefde Rasulullah, that that person that is working to accumulate this world because he wants to be with the Joneses, a competitive society. He's doing everything just for show. It's just a show. This whole world is just a show for him. Alles is a show. He's doing it for show, said the Khalista Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So he's accumulation of his studies. And he is a accumulation of this dunya. Was just for show and for, you know, everything just riyah and sum'ah. Rasulullah said, hy sien die pad van Allah nie. His visibility, shaitan. Now we learn there's two paths. Either in the path of Allah or in the path of? So you ask yourself today, on what path am I? Question yourself. Are you in the path of darkness or are you in the path of life? Ask yourself the question, you know, for what am I here for? And your parents, you honor them, my brother. It's never too late to rectify yourself. Maak het so maar vandag, my broers. Mag Allah sy verstaan en gee. Daarvoor, my geliefde broers in Islam. Die dag wat jy getrou het, dan in jou familie is daar salige persoon wat jou sal sê, my klong, for the bride and bridegroom, just fix your salah. Fix, what? Your salah. Then Allah will fix everything of your life. A to Z of your life will be fixed, but just fix your salah. Don't forget Allah. Don't put Allah in the back burner. Because then you have to just blame but yourself. Therefore, my dear friends in Islam, your rizq, your marriage, your health, all will be fixed on condition you fix your salah. Mag Allah superstaan en inshallah. Geliefde broers in Islam, we find ourselves in the lawless times. America, at the making and breaking of the global rules. In other words, lawless mafias. And the stench of that we are seeing right here in the Western Cape. You don't have to look far. And likewise, the damages that these white countries, European countries, has done to Africa and the world abroad. Man playing mafia, man playing God, man that wants to act like Pharaohs. And now the youth are opening their eyes. It's a continuous jihad. And for our youth seated here, Friday night is Joel night. You want to be just browsing the malls, going to the movies, mommy, going to this Joel and that Joel, just having a nice time, passing time. And it's just by these places that you find sick minds. You find sick minds. You find a mafia. And what happens? These syndicates, they target you. And then either they steal your cell phone, your handbags, your bank cards, your car, or they even steal you. Then your daughter that is seated here, because you give them too much freedom. Nighttime, all the haram takes place, all the evil takes place. They ought to be at home. But in the name of freedom, they're over 18, they got the key for 21. Vast IQ. Where is the 31 us? But they vis in the house. They got in the donker and the realina as a base in. That is what Islam for us come teach us, because Islam wants to protect the honor, dignity of a human life. And what happens with the bloodsuckers, the perpetrators? They take your daughter. And this is from the ages of 12, 13, 14, they take them. They just put something on them. They fall to sleep. They go in a flashy car. They land up by the docks. They put you into a container of 60 more other girls and boys. The container lands overseas. And then they are sold to the drug market. From the drug market, they must sell their bodies to prostitution. Every day of their life, their names has changed. There's no thinking back of their homes. It's a past. The drugs make them in another dwell. May Allah protect all our kinders. There's a reality, this drug trafficking, slave trafficking. It's happening right in front of our nose, my dear friends in Islam. How many prominent business people, may Allah bevar us beside mensa? No, they are there to serve the communities. They are the people that will give lillah, sadaqah, zakat to madrasas, to the upkeep of maktabs. They will give to the masjid whatever the need is, the funds is, good well wishes of our community, big business guys. They are targeted, my brothers. They are hijacked. And they are put into sacks and they are treated so badly, some of them. And there's a demand, a ransom for them has to be paid 2, 3, 5 million. You know, these are the targets. Daarom is baie belangrijk voor mij en voor u, mijn broers, om te zeggen wat in de Islam gezegd heeft. Bismillah ala dini wa nafsi wa mali wa ahli wa waladi. In the name of Allah, protect me, protect my deen, protect my honor, protect my children, protect my business. This was Rasulullah told to Sahaba in his time. Today we need to memorize this and we need to every day connect ourselves with our Allah Ta'ala. Take a shocking last week. Islamic Relief. They were handing out relief in Philippi area to Subaya storm. May Allah Ta'ala bring back relief for all those that are doing good work for humanitarian help and assistance. But imagine armed men comes to this debacle, is completely geschreven, huh? Islamic Relief. And they see the mensen doing the relief work. They come with hands up. With sleutels give. And they go back to the bakkie. Long story short, misschien die bakkie gaat trekken, hulle vang die bakkie, met bokken al op. En zijn chops, alles is gestil. Syndicates, mijn broers. En wil je even mij zeggen, die syndicates gaan niet gevangen worden, mijn broers. Want er zo baie kamers is overal. Meer kamers als met hulle oor het. Maar ons kan niet zien waar het gaat in mijn broers in islam. We want back the death penalty. We demand, we want back the water penalty. And it's time that we all got to put our shoulders together and go march and demand. We want, if you don't want the death penalty, we will get a perpetrator. We'll put him on the hang pile and say, the next will be you in the community or you in the community. If this is, we make our own Sharia court according to what Allah and the Rasul of Allah wants, even though we're in a non-Muslim country. Because my brothers in Islam, there is no other solution for a problem but to nip it in the bud. Mag alles op staan en gij. Nog een topic op zijn oude, mijn broers. Hoe lang heb ik nog om te praten? Daar wordt iemand, alle jaren, gooien zich Arab goed bij God. Dus jullie zijn in een Arab land. Maar als praat ik ding wat aangaat in die wiek, praat ons hier zo heet on. Maar provide jullie het met opa hatte, inshallah. En laat die praten register. Mag alles op staan en gij. Mijn brothers en zusters in Islam. When Allah loves a person, Allah grants him understanding of deen. May Allah grant us understanding of deen. When Allah loves a person, Allah slowly gives you disinclination of this world and a keen recognition of your shortcomings. My dear friends in Islam, when you go gashed, when you go visiting the ghettos here, door to door with the people, and you invite them to come to join you to the masjid, the first thing they will tell you is, I'm dirty, because I'm a failman. Ik wil recht op data gaat in mijn broer. Ik is nog niet recht. Wanneer gaat zij recht komen, mijn broer? I am dirty, giet zij reis wat aan, wat mijn geliefde broers in islam. When are you going to clean yourself up for Allah? It is that one step that you give to Allah. Then Allah comes to you and you become naturally cleansed. Because Allah loves that dirtiness. Allah loves that dirtiness. So that Allah makes an excuse for you to clean yourself up, my geliefde broers in Islam. That first step to Tawbah is the greatest gift that Allah has given us. When the thought to make Tawbah comes, then immediately make Tawbah. Because it is like a guest from Allah Azza wa Jal. Mufti Mehdi says, that sins can make, they can surely make you look happy. They feel a bit lack of the nafs, they can please. But I say, only when you obey Allah's orders will you start feeling happy within. It's just to shift ourselves from our daily routines and become the loved one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Aknaf bin Qais radiallahu anhu says, I studied the Quran, cover to cover. And I found three types of people in the Quran. The super salih, the non-salih, and the in-between salih. And as I studied them, I realized the super salih, I'm not of them. But may Allah Ta'ala grant me to always be in the company of the salih people. The non-salih, the disbelievers, may Allah save me of losing my iman. But the in-between salih, there was where I find myself and the general common man finds himself between not super salih and also not so salih. Dus dan wonder mijn paard, mijn vriend, zijn naam geen salih niet. Muhammad salih, misschien inshallah Allah maakt van mijn salihin inshallah. Ons allemaal moet weer trots naar die salih. En dit is een vers wat hij reflecteert. Wa agharuna atarafu bi dhunubihim. That there are people, they acknowledge. Ik is veel man. Ik is skoon nie, my broer, man. Die cabaret is vol stof, my broer. Afo, sien jy, kan jy spore to move, my broer, vir Allah nie. Vir die doen het ek gehadloop achter die doen, ja. Maar nou verstaan ek, as a verse in die Koran wat my liefde omgedraai het, wat Allah sê, waartoe gaat ons sê, my broer, vir eindat is a boon, waartoe gaat sê dood, sê man? Kom uit die cirkel, my broer, man, kon licht sê, kijk jou gevriet aan, man. Van veel roe in Allah. Don't even talk to Allah. Run to Allah. for your salvation. Dunya qabr in akhirah. Mag Allah voor ons verstaan. When you find the beat of Allah knocking your heart, my brother, and you start to breathe Allah, then you know Allah's become your friend, my dear friends. Then Allah will protect you again of all those wrong brass and you start to breathe, right? This is a man that opgies cigarettes, man. Those killers say for me, don't. Vaat je dan van na, mijn broer, die dag ruk je zo, mijn broer, man. Je zegt, nee, mijn broers, man. I'm not feeling lekker hier anymore. Ay, wat kind mijn braas. Ik, man. Dat is gaan met haren, man. En dat is ook ik, mijn broer. En dat is ook Karima. Is dit oors is zo, wat maak je mijn bra? Raak wees, man. Nee, die man, het wees gaan raak. Dus Allah remove the cataract of the heart. Nou, ik kan niet meer. Zoek aan, inshallah. Dat is alright, mijn bra, man. Ik voel je lekker niet meer, broer. Dat is alright, man. Maar over waar toe gaat hij? I'm walking to my Allah. I'm feeling my Allah. Wow, when I make hudu, whoa. I'm washing all that bad. When I goggle, I'm cleansing all the toxic of my tongue. When I hush my face, ya Allah, keep the noor of Allah on my face. When I wash my feet, oh Allah, keep me away from the fire of Jahannam. And now I come and I make two raka'ats to Allah. I don't know, I can't read Quran, but I'm just connecting and I'm like a slow boat. But Imam say, Allahu Akbar, I see Amal Khat. What do they do? Okay, man, it's all right. Samuel, we gaan met dat wet. Oké, op toepik ook. Oké, zo right. Oh, gaat ze af. Klaar, mijn broer Salam. Die mannen vat mij aan. Wauw, God, mijn braas in de soelie. Die mannen vat dan ook mij aan. Ik voel lekker. Goed. Ik kan nog een paar schoenen ook zomaar stil. Maar ook nee. Gaat niet meer rijden. Nee. Oh, Allah. Leave the shoes of the masjid, ja, Allah. But show me signs, oh Allah. Show me things, oh Allah. Allah shows you. This was no work. There's a brood alweer achter. Ya Allah, wat ze maar toe, ya Allah. Ze zei, oh mijn broer, because Allah would live for you. Try it out vandaag. Then you're going to see. Become Allah's. You become everything worth in life. Because Allah said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. I love you so much, O children of Adam, that I will still favor you. I've always favored you. I've never took your eyes away, your sight away. I never took your breathing ability away. I never took your heart away. I'm still there for you. Allah, 70 keer meer lief for us as what our mamas as for us, my brothers. So lief as Allah for us. Kom terug naar Allah. To be continued, inshallah. Zie je stakken zo? Die span van een mens gaat net zo vol en vat. Zo iemand nog lekker die brood gaan marineren. To be continued, inshallah. Smaak door Allah, geef ons hidayah. Ons gemaakt door Allah, we become the loved ones of Allah. Ons maak door Allah, zet ons met goede company, ja Allah. Ons maak door Allah, geef ons een goede victor. Voor en toe. En de same token, vergeet ons onze mensen en Ghazani. Ons begint ook onze mensen hier zo niet. Terwijl ons een lekker warme kous aan het. Terwijl ons een lekker warme baadje aan het. Vergeet ons onze Arabie. Praat met onze kinders vandaag. Wat even extra leert met jullie draaien. Geef het papa. En vat hulle samen in die kar. Zeg wie 40 gaat hij. Maak het op je boot. Zeg broers, ik dacht even wat warm. Wat maak je een beetje warme kleren. Wie even laat hulle mal. Zeg, well, I did at least a little bit for the umma of Rasulullah. And I teach my children, appreciate life, what you got. There's hundreds out there. They'll grip that clothes. Oh, even as it the tightest of the grootest. Shukr alhamdulillah, it's something for the warmte. Vat jullie kennis. Koop papa extra brood. What is happening? Vat jullie, kom staan het is zo. Gee uit mijn broers. For the plezier van Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma tawfiq illa billah. Dit is een naam zo noem te maken. Rashida, zoveel jaarsdag. Williams, mag Allah van lang omhergeven. Met alle geheer, inshallah. Die festtickets is nog available daar, zo, inshallah. Van Majid al-Sabr, please support a worthy cause. Karbala Patu, tonight, Maghrib, with Molana Williams. Get Molana dua for my wife, Malika Falyun, whose birthday today. Mag Allah van haar. Alle geheer, inshallah, dua for my wife's salama suka. Very ill in the hospital, mag Allah van lichting brengen. La bastahur, inshallah.
يا مصطفى كل شيء